With the Muslim fasting month Ramadan fast approaching, members of the Islamic community in Australia are trying to celebrate Ramadan not just in their own communities but in wider society as well. Some are also using their time to fight false rumours about Islam. Different Muslims are finding ways to educate the wider community about their religion and Ramadan. Farah Taufik has this story.
In the crowded alleys of Westfield Garden City Mall, everything seems the same, except for one booth that stands out. Made out of wood, with curtains giving the tradition Arab tent feel, the booth stands with the words Ramadan Kareem next to it, which translates to Happy Ramadan. In it sits Laika Ali. Since last Ramadan, she has run workshops to try and start a conversation about the Islamic fasting month. Laika says the idea came to her through her kids.
My driving factor was more really focused about providing an opportunity for our children to have an environment where in a local shopping center where they could celebrate their religion like we do Chinese New Year, Christmas, Easter, and all of these things. There was an element of increasing awareness about trying to normalize Muslims and for people just to see us as just like them. We're normal people. We just have a different faith. That's it.
She says her booth has had an overwhelming support from both Muslims and non-Muslims alike for the past 2 years, where everyone who visits her learned something new.
Last year, the response was amazing. This year, the response is also amazing. I'm expecting it to get only busier now that it's Friday and getting closer to the weekend. Saturday and Sunday are probably going to be my biggest and busiest days because also it's the last 2 days. Last year, we were exceptionally busy as well, pretty much from day one. The people who have attended the workshops, the kids have been 50-50 of Muslims and non-Muslims. There are some days where some sessions are predominantly non-Muslim, that we do get the occasional one or two younger Muslim children who come along.
Laika says the activities they do try to imitate the spirit of Ramadan. The holy month is determined through the moon status, so the activities try to reflect on that.
This year, the activities that we're doing are moon sighting binoculars and as the main craft activity. And the next activity that we have are colouring sheets.
But the workshops are not just about the activities. They also target adults who want to learn more by leaving books for them to look through and encouraging them to ask questions.
And at my workshops, I've got about two or three kids' storybooks that I have on the tables, explaining what Ramadan is and what it involves, how long it goes for, what a typical day in Ramadan is like for a child and for everyone. A lot of the families, when they sit down and the kids are completing the activities, the parents are usually flicking through the book, and that's when they're learning. And from that, then they will ask questions if they have any, or they will say, oh, we didn't know that this is what Ramadan is. We thought that Ramadan was like, we know you fast for 30 days, but they thought we fasted for 30 consecutive days, not from sunrise to sunset for 30 days.
Different members of the Islamic community try to make Ramadan a festive occasion, as well as trying to educate non-Muslims about the holy month. The Betoun Masroor Mosque in Brisbane hosts an interfaith event every Ramadan where people from different faiths can discuss their fasting techniques. Director of Public Affairs Ibrahim Malik says the event is always a learning opportunity.
We need to educate the people that the concept of fasting is there in every religion. The faith leaders from all the main faiths will present the concept of fasting from their faith tradition.
Not only do people from different faiths learn from each other, they also connect via prayer.
Then at the end, we conclude that with the silent prayer, and that was exactly the time, which is the sunset time, at which time the Muslims break their fast. We need to capitalize about our common values so that we can understand each other and create an inclusive and peaceful society here in Australia.
That story was by Farah Taufik.